Welcome to Shomachshava on the Daf. We're holding in Chulin Daf Hey. The Gemara Amud Beis tells us that when it says in the pasuk Odom uveheimo toshiya Hashem, so we dashin Omav Yudom Arav elu bnei Odom shemarumim bedas umesimim atzvon kebeheimo. Meaning we talk about great people that put themselves like a beheimo. Rashi says with a nova. So you see from here that even when you speak about a bnei Odom and you call them beheimo, it's a mila, it's a praise. Says the Gemara, that's when you say Adam and Behemoth together. If you say Behemoth alone, then it's not a great thing. Then you speak about people that are not keeping mitzvahs. And the understanding that Adam Behemoth is a great mile and a praise, there's a few explanations in the Achronim. The Chasam Sofer seems to say that Behemoth is the more chomri, the more physical aspect of the Adam. And the avoid of the Adam is to connect it to the higher level of being an Adam. As some of the Mefarshim point out, that the behemoth represents the goof of the Adam, and the neshama of the Adam is in the Adam. If a person connects the behemoth to the Adam, then it's a great milo. And if the behemoth stands on its own, it's not. Says the Chasam Sofer, because the word behemoth, the numeric value of behemoth is 52. 52 throughout Shas, there's two meanings to 52. 52 can be the gematria of kelev, of a dog, or 52 can be the gematria of a liyo anovi. So if a person has the Behemo alone, without anything else, that's gematria kelef. That's someone who's not giving Torah mitzvahs. But if the behemo connects to the Adam, then you get to the level of Eliyahu HaNovi that becomes a malach. He elevates a much higher place. And he adds that the gematria of Eliyahu Adam behemo is kuf peches, like Yaakov Avinu together with Avov. He has a mashker in Eliyahu HaNovi that will come in Mivasa the Geulah. So the highest level is connecting behemo Adam Eliyahu again to that level. That's what Chasam Sofer says here in the sugya. The Shmaitzo in the Agdomo and Oismim, he goes to say that a person needs to know that he has an neshama and he has a guf. And these two things are not connected. He can make the neshama into a guf, and he can make the guf into a neshama. Meaning the neshama has the needs of Torah, tefillah, etc. The guf has the physical needs. Don't make the neshama run after physical needs, and don't expect the guf to be able to live in spirituality. And that's what it means, Odom and Behemoth to Shia Hashem, when it's Odom Lechud and Behemoth Lechud, meaning each one is Nikar Le'atzmoy. And they're not mished together. The Sefer Chassidus have another Mahalach. The Sfasemis in Vayikro Tafresh Rambeis, he says the greater a person is, the bigger Onov he becomes. Because the greater level of Das is to understand that Kodesh Baruch Hu is the one in control. So Adam and Behemoth, Misha Ruin Bedas, the ones who really have Das, so they're Behemoth, they know that they're Bachno Busha in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rav Tzadik HaKohen, the Pritzadik Eke, voice Aleph, he says in Mahalach that he usually brings, because when a person really chaps the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he understands that he doesn't have anything of his own. Everything is coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Even his Ishtadlus comes from what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives him. Kol Ishtadlus Einu Mitzidu Yerak Mitzad Hashem Yisborach. And that's the idea of a behemo. When you see that nothing comes from you, everything comes from above. So the gdula of the das, understanding, brings you to the realization that you're a behemo. And the Shemishmuel in Vayikra Tafeshayin, the first piece in Vayikra, says the more a person is machniyah himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the more he gets, the more das is given to him. A person who makes himself a behemo, who is nichna l'rotzon Shem Yisbarach, so then he's connected more to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the more connected he is, the more he gets from above. So according to Shem Yishmuel, it's really coming from the other side. A person, the Adum Be'emo Tishi Hashem, if Mei Sivatzoke Be'emo, so then he becomes a room in Bedas. The Beis Halevi in Parashas Lech Lecho says another Mahalach. And he says like this. He says, the Ikar Avoid of Adum is to do what he's supposed to do, not because he understands it, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to do it. He says, if a person does what his friend told him to do, because his friend is very wise, very smart, and everything he says, he thinks about it, and he realizes his friend is saying something right. That's why he follows his friend. That doesn't show that he's a servant to his friend. That doesn't show that he's subjecting himself to his friend. Because he has his own das, and he's figuring on his own that what his friend is saying makes sense. He's taking advice from him, not more than that. But when a person's subjecting himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the level is to come and say, I'm not doing it because I understand and I think it's right. I'm doing it because I'm doing whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. This is really the oimek of Nase v'Nishma. Nase v'Nishma means if you do Nishma and then Nase, you first of all want to understand and then you'll do it. You may do everything, but it depends on what you understand. Nasa v'nishra means I'm going to do even though I don't understand. I'm doing it because it's Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because a person is Yoreh Oyev HaKadosh Baruch Hu and does whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him to do. And add to this what's brought down the name of the Baal Shem Tov. The Baal Shem Tov says, with all what I know and understand and chap, I want to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu only be'emuno pshuto, to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells me without understanding anything. So the Beis Halevi says that's the pshat in our Gemara. The Gemara is that even though they're rumim b'das, they're so wise, they understand everything, but they're doing Ratzon Hashem like a behemo without any avona, just because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to do it. So to summarize, we saw the following pshatim. Adon behemo is when the behemo is connected to the neshama and elevated like Chasam Sofer. Or Adon behemo is when you have a clear separation between the neshama and guf like the Shmaitza. Or Adon behemo like the Sasemes, that the more das you have, the more a person is a behemo. Or add like the Pritzadik, that the more das you have, a person knows that everything he got and he does all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The fourth way is like Shem Yishmuel, that the more a person is a behemo, the more das he gets. And the fifth shot, the Beis Halevi, that a person, has, even though he has so much das, he still should follow Kodesh Baruch Hu like a behemo. Anyone who wants to join or sponsor the Shor Machshava Shiurim, please email shormachshava@gmail.com.